With less than 2 months to go before the May 29th elections, EFF leader Julius Malema says he is prepared to give the EFF vote to the ANC nationally if it doesn't get 50%. He was speaking to JJ Tabane on the Frank Dialogue podcast. Malema said he will have one demand, though. The ANC must make EFF deputy leader Floyd Chivambu finance minister.
I'm prepared to give the EFF vote to the ANC nationally if he doesn't get 50%.
You don't need the glory of being a deputy president.
No, I don't need that.
Yeah.
Then I will make one demand. Make Floyd Chivambu minister of finance.
Yeah.
That's all.
I think they are going to refuse that.
Malema said they want the national treasury because it is controlled by white monopoly capital.
Once we take that finance, because that's where the problem is, and the president Ramaphosa knows that.
Yeah.
The problem in this country is the Department of Finance that is owned and controlled by Stellenbosch and which engages in anti-poor policies. You need a radical. And it is so disappointing that a guy like David Masondo, who, by the way, taught us these things that we are talking about, goes there, and the next thing is counted in dinners with the Rupert and them, because we thought with the introduction of that guy, that thing is going to be radicalized.
You don't think he can be the next minister of finance if the ANC was in total power?
I will not support him. They can decide. I don't care who they decide. It's their own thing.
Yeah.
But I'm saying to you, if I've got this power, that I can influence which decision.
Yeah.
I'm not obsessed with being president or deputy president.
You know that conventions that are taking place.
I can outsign a president if you make me a minister of sports, arts and culture.
That's probably why they
will think I will be. I'm a president.
That's probably why they're nervous. Don't you think so? That
they're not nervous.
Part of the conversations in the ANC about coalescing with the EFF is more about personality, that they can't stand to imagine you as deputy president of a country.
You see, my problem and what is going to kill me is a generational jealousy and envy. And not from anyone, from the people I grew up with.
Reporting for Times Live, I am Thabo Tshabalala.